You may know Gwyneth Paltrow from her movies, but did you know that she is the CEO of her own alternative health company? The health company called Goop was established in 2008 and as of last year was valued at an estimated, get this, $370 million. Over the years, Goop has received many complaints for unsubstantiated health claims and promoting pseudoscience. Late last month, Netflix launched a six-part documentary series entitled The Goop Lab, featuring the controversial company. While the show presents the benefits of alternative health therapies, it is accused of failing to critically explore benefits of alternative health therapies and failing to critically explore the science or recognize the historical and cultural origins of the practices. So today we are joined by Dr. Nadia Zunuddin, Senior Lecturer at the University of Wollongong, to discuss the whitewashing of traditional health therapies for Goop's profit. Good morning.
Good morning, Marlene. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Now, I didn't think I would be talking about Goop this morning, but here we are, and I can't wait to find out more about it. Now, let's start off. While Australia's definition of health is commonly accessed through Western medicine, how has more traditional subjective assessments of health aided the popularity of companies such as Goop?
I think traditional health therapies is something that has been growing in their popularity in Australia. It has seen a steady increase in its growth over the last few years, and the projections are that there is going to be that sort of continued growth. If you look at some of the major universities around Australia, and particularly in New South Wales, there are a few of them that offer courses in traditional medicine, specifically traditional Chinese medicine, for example. And, you know, those sorts of efforts are a good way of trying to incorporate, you know, these sorts of traditional therapies with Western models. So most people are familiar with traditional Chinese medicine, which, you know, is thousands of years old. And by, you know, doing the due diligence and, you know, backing it up with research and ensuring that there are these checks and balances in, you know, properly training health practitioners, what we're doing is we're meeting the demands of consumers who want these alternative therapies. And at the same time, also ensuring that, you know, these services are provided in a very safe sort of way, in a way that, you know, is actually, you know, checked properly.
And how do you think the current representation of these therapies are in like featured in Netflix, the Goop Lab?
Yeah, so companies like the Goop Lab, for example, you know, they're driven by a profit motive. So, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow, you know, has been quoted as saying, you know, she can marketize anything, she can sell anything. And that's something that, you know, consumers need to be more discerning about. While these, you know, private companies, you know, like Goop, claim that they're all about, you know, supporting us in, you know, our health goals, they're also very much driven by, you know, achieving this sort of profit. And so what these companies tend to do is they tend to pick, you know, the parts of these alternative therapies that work for them, the parts that, you know, are maybe shiny or trendy or appealing, and present or focus on that rather than, you know, giving a more balanced, you know, and thorough representation of these therapies, and then leaving it up to the consumer to decide whether or not these therapies are indeed for them.
And when we talk about trendy, we often sadly talk about expensive. Something like the Goop Lab, where they're making lots and lots and lots of money. But are these therapies featured in the Goop Lab economically accessible to the average Joe, the mainstream population?
No, and if you think about, you know, companies like Goop, you know, they're considered a luxury brand. And, you know, and luxury brands are exactly that. You know, they're about luxury. They're meant to be more exclusive. And, you know, accordingly, the price point is such that, you know, it's more expensive than what, you know, the majority of consumers can afford. And so essentially what they're doing is, you know, in positioning their brand and their products, they're positioning themselves as something that's very exclusive and only for the elite. And what tends to happen is people who can't afford, you know, these therapies get left behind. And, you know, and health is actually a fundamental human right. And everyone, you know, has a right to health and access to healthcare. I mean, there's such a big debate about different healthcare systems, private versus yeah. public. And when you think about, you know, these alternative therapies and companies like Goop, what they're actually doing is, you know, they're commoditizing wellness. And what the implication is, or only if you can afford it, can you then have, you know, wellness.
Yeah, that's true. And when we talk about traditional medicines or alternative medicines or just non-Western medicines, do you think, in your opinion, the controversial nature and unsupported claims made by companies like Goop can negatively impact the public perception of these traditional medicines?
Almost definitely.
Okay.
I think, you know, one of the reasons why consumers are so attracted by alternative medicines is because people are more informed, people are more open-minded. And if companies like Goop actually provide, you know, a proper and thorough representation of these therapies, I think people would actually be more open to their origins. So, for example, Goop came under significant criticism for this treatment called the vaginal steaming. And a lot of people say, oh, that's a lot of rubbish. But perhaps what many consumers don't realize is, you know, vaginal steaming is used in traditional therapies in a lot of non-Western cultures. So, for example, in Malay cultures, there is a type of vaginal steaming that happens as part of postpartum treatment. So it's designed to help, you know, mothers who have recently delivered babies to heal. And I think, you know, if you've got companies like Goop that, you know, actually provided, you know, that sort of background story about, you know, where do these treatments come from, people would actually go, oh, you know, that's really interesting. And I don't think, you know, people would be so ready to, you know, dismiss these types of treatments, because most people tend to be quite respectful of other cultures and other practices. And I think, you know, the way you present information to people does shape, you know, the way that they respond to it and the way they think about it.
Absolutely. Now, unfortunately, we've run out of time, but thank you so much for joining us and providing us some insight into the Goop Lab.
No problem, Marlene. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Dr. Nadia Zanadin, Senior Lecturer at the University of Wollongong, to discuss the rise in alternative medicine company Goop and the representation of traditional medicine in the new Netflix series, The Goop Lab.